B3. Number 4B.
All right. So, this would be the Christ translation from the divine standpoint. Now you can ask yourself, why do I feel or do we feel that we should see that Christ translation also from a human standpoint, when I just have said, sit on the throne of God and stick to it and don't go and don't budge anymore? Well, we must always see that Christian Science we must see the relationship between the divine and the human, between truth and error, because we are still somehow human and living on a human material plane, and therefore we should also be able to see what that divine standpoint brings to us as that which demands something of us. And I have said, well, we out of ourselves don't have to do anything. We must let it happen. And so we can ask ourselves, but when it happens, which is that the divine translates itself to the human, how can I take a position that I don't resist that translation? So, from the human standpoint, we have here first the column, which says, what happens when we let it happen? We always see that we say, well, only God is at work, but we should put ourselves out of the way so that the Christ idea can work the way the Christ idea wants to work, and we are not putting up some kind of a resistance, but that we, on the contrary, have a kind of acceptance of the Christ idea, so that within us there we have to see that within us is nothing that resists it. So we can say now, how does that Christ idea come to us so that we accept it and that we welcome it and that we go along with it? We, so to say, should go along with the divine translation, even humanly. We should go along with it. So, also, we should see what are then the form of manifestation when the Christ idea comes to us, so that we can see according to the symptoms, the divine symptoms in which the Christ idea comes to the human, that actually the Christ idea is going on and that we welcome in it and that we go along with it. So I tried in that column, when we let it happen, to depict those ideas, those qualities, which would welcome, so to say, the Christ translation and not resist it. What would be when principle says, I'm really the potential power? What should be our human attitude that we don't resist it? The human attitude here, I think, would be that we accept principle as the divine authority. That's the very first thing that we say, yes, let principle happen. We accept the Christ translation as really our authority. We are not going to any other authority. We are not going to rely on another authority. I am not going to be my own authority. I accept willingly and welcome that principle is my authority. So can you see, that is identical with principle, it has the identical nature. Principle says, I'm the authority, and from the human standpoint we say, yes, we accept you as that authority. I let you happen. When we come to life, we accept something, namely life, as the spontaneous power, as the generating power, perhaps also as the mutating power, as the power of spontaneity. Can you see, it must always have a power sense again in it, where we say, yes, if I entertain first the divine standpoint of that Christ translation, then humanly I must also be willing and say, this first column there, the divine standpoint, is my authority. And at the point of life I say, and I must accept what that authority brings as a new form. I must be willing to accept that when it begins in its vital power to bring forth something and generate something in my life, that I'm willing to accept the newness of life, that I accept really that the spontaneity of power brings to me something completely new, something unexpected, and that I'm not irritated when the life power generates something that I have not been aware of or that I have not expected, and I get irritated and said something is wrong, something is not working well. I must have that inner attitude which says, oh yes, let something new happen. Whatever is coming to me, let it happen. And so you accept again, really, the divine working of the dynamic power by accepting that it will really be a spontaneous power that suddenly out of the blue is going to bring me something new. Can you see the importance of that? See, so often the student says, well, I work along the Christ translation and tries to do that from the divine standpoint as we have done it before. And then something is going to happen to them. Something is moving. Something quite unexpected is going to happen. And if he's not aware what's going to happen, he resists it. He says, something funny is happening. It still goes worse, becomes worse and worse. Not seeing through the situation and saying, oh, something is moving. Quite unexpected, and I never thought of it, and what is it really, and so on. And then to say, all right, I accept it. I accept the impact of life. I accept that spontaneous mutation of life that suddenly brings me into a completely different situation. And instead of resisting it, I'm going to accept it and say, all right, so it will be done. Or if I go to truth, then I must see that that truth, which is really that power of breaking through everything, that which penetrates everything, that truth which says, I know the right idea and I bring it to you in this divine standpoint, that then from the human standpoint we let that happen and say, all right, let that dominate me. Let that truth be the dominant power. Let that rule now the situation so that we don't resist it and object to it. You see, it's constantly a sense of giving in willingly against something that is beginning to move within ourselves. We know love as the power of salvation, and so therefore within me I must accept that the Christ really is the Savior, that is the Redeemer, that is the Helper, that he is the healer, all that I must accept and not resist it. And then comes the crux of everything, usually when we come to soul, spirit, mind. What is then my attitude, my human attitude, when I'm willing that the translation is happening, that the process of translation is going on so that I don't resist it? It comes to me at this point as a transforming power. Can you see it's something else than from the divine standpoint? There it is just identifying itself correctly. But to the human, that has in the human a completely different phenomena. It comes to the human and begins to translate me, to reform me, to transform me, to reverse and overturn exchanges. Here you have the exchanging of object of sense for the ideas of soul, but it comes from above. And the question is, do I let myself be transformed? Am I willing to reform the way the Christ wants me to reform? Or do I resist it? Do I accept the exchange? Do I accept really the reversal? And that's always a critical point. That very often we don't like to be transformed. We would like to get along the way we are because we like the way we are. We like very much the way we are with all our faults. We like it. And therefore we don't like it when the Christ idea comes and says, no, I want to change you. No, I want to transform you. I want to take something away from you which is not good for you. And we dislike it. We like ourselves with all our faults. That's in the nature of the human. And therefore, this is a terrific point when the Christ comes and identifies it divinely in us, or wants to identify itself divinely in us, which means that something has to change within us. Question, do we resist the change or do we accept the change? Quite a critical point. And because usually we feel that that change is not right, we resist it. And so we resist the Christ. And so we annul the demonstration. And then afterwards we blame dear God Almighty, or we blame Christian Science, or blame the practitioner, or blame ourselves that we have not made the demonstration. Not really being aware that the demonstration was actually on the way, that things began to overturn and to overturn and to overturn, and we didn't like it, and that we resisted it, and that we destroyed the demonstration. Is that so? So we have to see the signs of the Christ translation. The signs of the Christ translation at this point is that something is going to be overturned. And when the overturning takes place, then it's the moment where we have to say, I accept it and I don't resist it. At the point of spirit, then, we even get it clearer and clearer, because spirit is the only, and therefore because spirit really wants to, so that only the spiritual is brought out within us, it is the purifying power that we feel. Through that overturning and overturning in soul, that is nothing else but the purifying power of spirit that wants to separate us from that which is wrong, that wants to take away from us something that is wrong, no matter if we like it or don't like it, so that the Christ comes to us as that which takes something away from us, that separates us from something that is not good from us. It may separate us from friends, it may separate us from the church, it may separate us from false human quality. It can do all sorts of things. It says, I come and take away from you what does not belong to you. That's the spirit as the Christ. So when that separation process takes place, that we see it in its true light, that we don't think this is the devil at work, but that we see the true light and say, oh, good, God wants something bigger with me and wants to take something away from me that is anyway only a burden, that anyway is only a hindrance for me, that anyway only wants to hold me back. All right, let it happen. I separate myself from it. I really see that I'm freer without it. And finally, mind comes to us as the right idea, and as it comes as a right idea to us, as a new idea, then the question is, do we accept it? Do we accept the new light? Comes to us as an enlightening power which says, I bring you light, I bring you a new idea, I bring you vision, I bring you inspiration. And that new idea is going to correct the situation. That new idea is going to lead you into another direction. That idea is going to heal you. Are you willing to accept it? Are you willing to be led into all truth? Or are you not willing? So again, we can see the symptoms, we can see the signs, that perhaps the best expression, the signs of the Christ working, and we should really be able to recognize the signs of the Christ working and not misinterpret these signs so that we are not really annulling the demonstration. All right. What did this column fundamentally tell us? It tells us that if we are giving a true treatment in the light of the Christ translation, as we had it in the column of the divine standpoint, and if I entertain that Christ translation, which is a powerful consciousness, that then naturally something is going to happen in the human, because that's the purpose of the Christ translation, that something is going to happen in the human. Therefore, the question is, do I welcome in the human that Christ translation, or do I resist it? These are the two columns. I must be aware that that Christ power that comes to the human brings changes. And therefore, do I see what these changes are, and that these changes are good and not evil? Do I see that when the Christ is at work, that I really accept that Christ at work as my only authority? Or do I doubt that authority? Do I doubt the Christ working and say, well, it doesn't seem to work rightly? Or do I have inwardly the attitude, that's my authority, I let that happen? And that when life, at the point of life, brings a mutation into my life, do I accept that mutation or do I resist it? Have I a big enough caliber within me to accept a complete mutation, that something completely different enters into my life? And am I willing to see that this is the Christ that wants to give it something to me from the point of view of life? Or at the point of truth, when I see that the power of truth wants and knows the right idea and therefore penetrates every aspect of my being, am I willing to let that dominate me, to let that Christ power be the dominating power in my life, or do I resist it? Can you see, you constantly weigh the signs of the Christ working. And we always must see the signs of the time and see that we accept really what the Christ working is bringing about.
so that I really accept love to be the power of salvation, and that it wants to save the way love wants to save, and not the way I think it should be resolved. Great point. Terrific point. Do I accept Christ's way of salvation, or do I want to have my way of salvation? That's either accepting or resisting. And instead of always thinking that if something happens that I don't like, that that is the Antichrist, that's really being uninspired. That is really showing that we have not really accepted the Christ as the saving power. So we have to be very, very clear that Christ works in mysterious ways, that the Christ works not in the ways that we try to outline for the Christ. Not at all. It brings the unexpected situation, the undreamt of situation, and the unthought of situation and changes. And the question is, do I say yes? Or am I so stubborn that I think I know better than the Christ and therefore I resist it? That's always the question. Therefore, a solution always lasts as long as we resist it. If we would not resist the Christ idea, the problems
become much easier. And then we see the signs of the Christ when it begins to overturn, and then we don't like it. Though the Christ says, I do overturn, until it comes whose right it is. So are we again going to resist the Christ and say, we know how things should change and how things should be the way we like it? And then we can see the point of spirit, that in that changing, in that exchanging, things are taken away from us that do not belong to us. If everything we have would belong to us, we would never have a problem. We have only a problem because we cling to things that do not belong to us. That's very simple. So we should let spirit purify a situation and purify it and purify it until at the point of mind, really, the power of manifestation comes out and corrects the situation and says, this is the solution. And even then, the question comes, do I accept that solution? Even then, do I let myself be led? Do I let myself be corrected by the mind power? Or do I also resist that one?
Yeah. So, actually, we can see that the human mind only too often calls a situation or a happening or an experience to be the Antichrist, whereas it is the Christ working. That we can see over and over and over. That with all our power we resist that solution, that working out of the Christ, which is right. Because it does not conform to our concept. That's why so often we can see in the Bible that the human self must be willing to lay down the mortal self of things. That the human self must be meek, humble, must say, all right, Christ, I give you the chance. I go along with you. That meekness is usually not there where it should be. It is quite an interesting thing. I always see mostly that the religious people bring out much more meekness and humility towards life than Christian Scientists. It's quite clear why. Because Christian Scientists think, naturally wrongly, that they know the truth and that the truth should be manifested the way they know the truth. And woe to a situation when it does not work out the way we know is the truth. But naturally none of us knows what is the true solution. What the Christian Scientist has to learn is that meekness to bow the knees before the Christ and say, okay, it's your business, the Christ's business. The Christ must do the job. The Christ knows the situation, and I give in to the Christ. There should be that humility and that meekness, which is something of the most powerful attitude in the Christ, that really accepts the Christ solution, the Christ demonstration, and does not resist it. And that's the reason why Christian Scientists see in every situation which they don't like animal magnetism at work. And it's never animal magnetism at work, usually. It's usually the Christ at work. But animal magnetism is at work in the way that we don't accept the Christ working. That's where animal magnetism is at work. Not the other fellow, not the circumstances is animal magnetism. Not our surrounding, not our world is animal magnetism. Animal magnetism is anyway only a belief within us, namely that belief which does not want to accept the Christ and wants to have one's own way. That's animal magnetism. And so this Christ idea, as we have been considering it today, really should help us enormously in making life much easier, much more gentle, without problem, free from problem, free from that constant struggle, free from that constant knocking down animal magnetism. The only knocking down of animal magnetism is within us. There it should be knocked down. If there is no animal magnetism in us, animal magnetism has not the slightest chance to manifest itself in us. Not the slightest. So animal magnetism is never outside. It's never the neighbor, it's never the boss, it's never the nation, it's never the government, it's never the body. It's never esoteric power or influence. Animal magnetism is our inability to accept the Christ idea fully. If we accept the Christ idea fully, then the Antichrist is not. And that's what we should learn from this wonderful Christ idea. So tomorrow we go on to the next category,